The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. For when you want business experts that get to know you, not just your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
There's no business like show business.
Loads of us are on the breadline, and I've got a couple of wee nixes and bits and bobs that I do to keep the wolf in the door, and by no means is glamorous at all in any way.
Earlier this week, Theatre Forum, the national organisation representing the performing arts, released new research that says 74% of performing artists and creative practitioners rely on other sources of income. Donegal actor Charlie Bonner is part of that 74%.
Working at two pubs there a couple of years ago. I used to deliver pizzas, used to deliver Chinese. I worked in a warehouse filling hampers, built a house, helped build a house. I didn't actually build a house, man. Good God, I wouldn't be in this job if I could build a bloody house.
Charlie's been performing since he was a kid, although he doesn't like to harp on about it.
I don't know, I get really worried about these people that are going, you know, ever since I was in the uterus, I wanted to be a performer.
He wrote his first play when he was 12.
Called We Don't Need No Education. And we had the music in it. Oh, God, Pink Floyd might actually come after me now for copyright. And it was like the Bash Street Kids and all of that. It was great fun. And I just love telling stories.
Charlie has done film, TV and theatre.
A lot of middle management now that have turned up in Irish theatre now, especially in Irish film, I suppose, as well. But more, I've seen an awful lot in the past 15, 20 years of middle management come along, and it just worries because an awful lot of the money of the budgets of companies and of buildings, it's all going towards middle management. The coalface hasn't been looked after properly. It means that a lot of society and a lot of the structure in society think that we're vulnerable and very susceptible and very easy to walk over the top of. And it gets very frustrating because we're doing something. At the end of the day, whether people like to admit it or not, we're doing something that other people just can't do.
She walks out on that stage like a champion. Like she's already done it. And she's getting up on that podium, all teeth, face beaming. But that's all fake, right? I'm not asking you to do that.
Margaret McAuliffe is getting ready to bring her play The Humours of Bandon to New York. It's set in the world of Irish dancing, a world she knows a thing or two about.
Well, I did Irish dancing from the age of 5 to the age of 23.
Margaret says actors are often waiters because the two jobs feed into each other.
You're great for the employer because you can fill those very busy Saturday night slots and Friday night slots, yet you're not there looking for work first thing Monday morning because you have a class or you have an audition to be getting to. So it's mutually beneficial. And also, as an actor, you're very confident. Well, generally. It doesn't suit everyone, obviously, but it did suit me. And going down to every table, it is sort of like practicing improv because you have to sort of get a relationship going with this table, have a good feel of who they are, what kind of waiter that they want you to be.
Hello, my name is Rachel Sarah Murphy and I do everything.
Rachel is not joking. She played Jo Fahey on Fair City for 16 years. She set up her own business, Free the Way Cleaning, here in Cork, and she's about to start an apprenticeship in her mother's auctioneering company. Rachel got the Fair City gig pretty much straight out of acting school.
It was very safe, but it wasn't a reality. That bubble could have burst at any stage, and I knew it.
In 2015, that bubble did burst when her character was shipped off to America, never to be heard from again.
I had a young child, not even 3, and I thought, oh, Jesus. And I thought, well, girl, you're going to have to rise to this one.
And she did. She set up a cleaning business.
Just because you want to be an actor doesn't mean you shut off from the rest of the possibilities that are out there. You can do lots of different things, and you should do lots of different things, and you should try lots of different things that are safe, because you have one life.
Do you know, I always said that the reason God made me gay was because he knew I'd never love any woman the way I love her, Shannon.
My name is Thomas Kenburn, and I'm an actor and a writer from the north inner city, Dublin. I was Blue Coat in Trebalgan. That didn't last very long. I was up and gone. Good night and thank you. What else have I done over the years? I worked for Skype. I was let go from there. They said I was too personal with the customers. I'd just be talking on the phone, basically, to customers. Obviously, a lot of actors, including myself, would be on the dole. Like, they are the one kind of class of people who are genuinely, constantly looking for work. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know very few actors who genuinely sit at home on their hoop. Like, we are genuinely looking for work. So yeah, it's always a grey area with actors, I find.
But Thomas can't imagine doing anything else.
I just love the buzz of it, like, I suppose. Do you know what I mean? It's just when you take it out of context, it's just really weird, isn't it? Like, you're doing this thing in front of people who are lashing their hands together if it's good. I don't know, it's very weird, isn't it?